Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When you're hiking out on the long trail, is it cheating to wander off trail at some point to enjoy a restaurant-cooked meal? No way, says Sally Pollack. Sally writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press, and she's here to explain why and where to find some food just off trail. Sally, nice to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Hi, nice to be here.
Why do you think it's a good idea to break from the gorp and the powdered eggs to eat at a restaurant while you're hiking on the long trail?
Well, it's not only not cheating, it turns out to be fairly common. It's a good idea because, as you probably know, you're a walker, right?
Right.
It doesn't take very long into a walk before you sort of your mind focuses in one direction.
That's correct.
And that can be food, often is food. And when you add a 25 or 30 pound backpack to the equation and night after night after night in the woods, you really get tuned into food and it can be all you think about, actually. And some of it also is the monotony of what you're eating on the trail, which doesn't vary that much, where a treat can be, you know, cutting a piece of pepperoni from a stick of pepperoni and getting the one who has the M&M and the gorp. So getting off the trail can be a pretty exhilarating experience.
What kind of places are best to tuck into off trail while hiking?
Well, I talked to the executive director of the Green Mountain Club. As he said, it can make your day. And quantity, not quality, I think takes precedence, although, you know, there's nothing wrong with a really good meal. But you sort of want food that'll fill you up quickly and the kind of stuff you can't get in your backpack. So just basics like burgers, chili, pizza, dessert, you know, ice cream, bread. And I found when I was thinking about it, when I did some backpacking overnight, I actually wanted salad, fresh vegetables and fruit that I would sort of find myself craving because you really couldn't get that while you were hiking.
You mentioned that it's fairly common. So did you talk to anyone who dares to eat well while hiking the trail?
Yeah, I talked to some students at Burlington High School who hiked the long trail as what's called their year-end studies project at school. And this is when they were juniors. It was last spring. And one student, Lucy Hilatic, told me that they climbed what she said was the worst mile of the long trail. And they hadn't been at it very long. It was in southern Vermont. And she said it was like hell. The last mile was like hell. And they got to the Clarendon shelter, and there was a sign posted in the shelter with a map, and it directed people to a restaurant in North Clarendon called the Whistle Stop. And she described this sign as a savior. And these three kids just dumped their backpacks, grabbed their wallets, and like ran down. She said the best part was you could bypass the trail and get there on a logging road. And they went there, and she got, among other things, three big glasses of orange soda.
I want to know where that mile is because I'm going to avoid ever hiking it. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing eating just off the long trail. Sally, I would guess this idea also works for someone hiking the Appalachian Trail. Any places to suggest that are near where the two cross?
Well, there's the Inn at the Long Trail, which is sort of a well-known pit stop for AT, Appalachian Trail, and Long Trail through hikers. And it's kind of right where the trails split. The Appalachian Trail goes east from there. If you're on the Long Trail, there's a little spur trail that will actually dump you at the door of this inn. And they also have reduced rate rooms. Some people will stop and get a room for a night or two and just do laundry, take a shower, have a beer. And these places really welcome and cater to. They understand that this is a real luxury and sort of a need at some point. And again, big hearty meals. And one of the managers there told me every day in the summer, hiking season, like June to September, even into October, they get their hikers there. It's just a routine. And they really like them. It's a kind of laid back and appreciative customer base.
How about a stop on the northern part of the trail?
Yeah, I arrived by car, I will say, but I went to a restaurant in Johnson that has been, for years, was a bar called the Long Trail Tavern, and now it's called the Landmark Tavern. And it reopened about a year ago to a couple who grew up there. And it's a really nice spot. There's two singers and playing guitar and singing. And we had a burger that I think is better eaten by a hiker than a driver. It's 2.5 pounds of beef. It's called the Landmark Burger. And it's covered in chili and cheese and bacon, and it comes with beer-battered fries. And,
oh, my.
Yeah, and it's a favorite for hikers. It's about, you know, I think it costs $17. And I figured, you know, you can get a lot of rice for $17, which is what you'd be eating if you were still on the trail.
So you drove to that place, but have you ever done this, been hiking and gone off trail to a restaurant?
Yeah, I did it about 20 years ago. And I have to say, before I knew it was a trend, we did it. And I was probably 4 days into a long trail hike in the southern part of the trail. And we spent the night, I really remember it clearly, on this ledge above Manchester. And we'd been in a wilderness area prior to that. So just seeing the lights of the town felt like, you know, civilization is ahead. And we kind of were like, maybe we should go into Manchester the next day. So we got to where the trail crosses the road and hitchhiked. And we were picked up by a van. I remember this clearly because they were just smoking pot. You know, like it was just this, it was like entering, you know, a den of, you know, smoke, basically. But they happily drove us into Manchester where we got pizza and then milkshakes at Friendly's and couldn't get a ride. So we ended up calling a cab and, and getting a cab ride back to the trail. And there we were with our empty milkshake container, starting back on the trail with jamming a paper cup into the backpack and walking with an empty milkshake cup.
Sally Pollock writes for the Save the Wars section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.